Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's again 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out here tonight by going to a special guest who we've had on actually in recent weeks. His name is Vijay. Vijay Boyapati, as a matter of fact. And he is the man behind, the organizer of Operation Live Free or Die. Vijay, are you there, sir?
I am. How are you guys?
Yeah, well, it's excellent. We're excellent, and it's good to have you back on the show. Now, the last time we had you on, you, of course, were telling us all about Operation Live Free or Die, and at that time, I don't think you had the new website yet, which is, as I understand it, operationliveFreeOrDie.com?
That's right, yeah. It used to be hosted at an old domain that I had bought called Seattle Liberty, and, you know, I'm from Seattle, that's why I had that. But yeah, we bought OperationLiveFreeOrDie.com, and that's where the website is now.
So give our listeners that are just tuning in at this point a brief synopsis of what Operation Live Free or Die is.
Okay, it's a grassroots movement to bring 1,000 volunteers to New Hampshire in the days and weeks before the primary to help canvass the entire state. We want to reach out to absolutely everybody in the state and spread the message of freedom, Dr. Paul's message of freedom, and let them know about Dr. Paul and why he is the candidate whose values are most in line with the values of the state of New Hampshire.
Excellent. And so far, according to OperationLiveFreeOrDie.com, looks like you've got 405 people that have signed up to actually come to New Hampshire for, what, some of them have already gotten there. I guess some are going to be there for as little as a week or two, depending on, you know, how much personal commitments and work commitments they have where they're coming from. What are you seeing as far as the commitments for these members so far?
So we've had people come in, actually. People have made some really big sacrifices. There have been a few people from Arizona and Oklahoma who have driven up already and have been here several weeks and have been canvassing every day in the freezing cold.
Wow.
And but, yeah, most people are going to be coming in the week or 2 weeks before the primary. But people are already starting to trickle in. And last weekend, we had about 40 people come up from New York to canvass around Manchester and Concord. And it was an amazing weekend. It was my first weekend in New Hampshire. And at the end of, I think it was Saturday, all the volunteers ended up at Murphy's Tavern, which is a pub in Manchester.
And owned by the way, by Free State Project members, I'd like to point out.
Yeah, yeah. Keith, I think, is the owner. And about halfway through the evening, Ron Paul showed up, and it was just amazing. It was kind of explosive. People were screaming and cheering, and he stood up on a chair and gave an impromptu speech. And
oh, that's pretty cool.
It was really great.
So how's the canvassing going? What kind of reactions are they getting at the doors? How many doors does one have to knock on?
Are you hitting everybody?
Somebody?
Are you hitting every single door, or are you only targeting certain houses?
We're trying to get out to absolutely everyone, and I think that'll be possible once we have 1,000 volunteers out here. That I expect we'll get 1,000.
You're halfway there.
And yeah, we're about halfway there. We're actually slightly higher than 400 people signed up, because that's mm-hmm. not real time, what's listed on the website. But the response people have been getting is really good. Most voters in New Hampshire still seem to be undecided, but they're very receptive to Ron Paul's message, and a lot of people are happy to hear about him. A lot of people didn't know about him, and that's why I think it's so important to canvass the state, to go door to door. Advertising is important, and
yeah.
You know, some of these other drives that are going on are important, but I don't think there's anything as effective as going door to door and discussing with people issues that they think are important and what Ron Paul's opinions are on
Right. I think it's interesting that you point out that many of the people that you're approaching, they haven't made up their minds yet, and that's a good thing. You know, that says that they are considering different options and that they probably will give Ron Paul some serious consideration. And I think that you are planning on having people here right up through the primary, so I expect you're going to be at a lot of, the Operation Live Free or Die people and other Ron Paul activists are going to be out at polling locations on January 8th, right? January 8th.
January 8th, that's right, yep. And I expect we'll have people at polling locations, and we'll probably have people there who are willing to provide literature at the last minute for people who may still have a decision to make. But mostly it'll be helping to bring the vote out, and the people who have expressed support for Ron Paul in the week leading up to the primary, we want to make sure they come out to the polls. So we'll do everything we can to help them if they needed a ride from their house.
Great. Now this is a huge commitment. I mean, are some of these people that are moving to New Hampshire on a temporary basis, are these people independently wealthy? Or, I mean, what's the feeling that you get from talking to some of them that have already come here?
Oh, it's across the whole spectrum. Some people have the means to come out, but a lot of people are making really big sacrifices.
Well, you yourself quit your very lucrative, I'm sure, job at Google as an engineer. You quit your job to move here and work full-time for the Ron Paul campaign.
I did. And, you know, I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather be or anything else I'd rather be doing.
Are you planning on attending the Liberty Forum?
I definitely want to. It's in the week before the primary. I may be busy helping with canvassing, but I'm sure I'm going to turn up because... You know, I've met a lot of the Free State folks and people who are interested in the freedom movement, and they're so fantastic, and it's great meeting them and networking with them. And
it's an amazing group of activists here. If you are at the Liberty Forum, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live on Friday and Saturday nights. So if you're around, swing on by and see us, and we'll put you on the air again at that point. You can give us an update. So here's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show today was because this is a pretty big commitment. I mean, moving to New Hampshire, even on a temporary basis, to get active for Ron Paul, it's a pretty big deal. And not everyone can just pick up and do this. But they can help out, right? There's this Five for Freedom thing you've got going on today.
Yeah, we had a big fundraising drive today, which actually was quite successful. Looks like we raised in the order of 40,000 so far, and we're hoping to get somewhere above 50,000. That'll increase our capability to house people dramatically. We want to get a lot of houses across New Hampshire so that we don't have to turn away any volunteers who want to come up. Because you're right, it's a big sacrifice for people to come up here, and a lot of people don't have the money to do it without support, without the help to house them. So that's what this fundraising drive is about, and it went well, and
it's not over yet. This was something that was supposed to go on today. So technically, there's another just under five hours remaining for people to contribute, and I'm sure you'll take contributions after tonight. So many of our podcast listeners that are going to be hearing this interview tomorrow, it won't be too late for them to go and contribute, right? If they want to come tomorrow.
That's right. The donation mechanism will still be there on the website. So
you're asking for $5 from contributors. What's the money going towards?
All of the money is going towards getting rental houses to make sure we can house volunteers who are going to come here. The number of volunteers we can bring to New Hampshire is limited basically by our ability to house them.
Sure.
Because a lot of people don't have the funds to pay for a trip like this because, you know, they're taking time off work. They're traveling out, they're driving out, they're paying for gas. It's a big commitment, and I want to make sure that they've got a place to stay. If they're making that sacrifice, then it's my job to make sure they have a place to stay.
I think it's a great idea, and it's a reasonable amount to ask for. So if you want to give VJ some assistance here, if you've got $5 that you don't mind sending his way, you can go to fiveforfreedom.com. It's spelled out. It's fiveforfreedom.com, and that's where you can actually contribute the $5 or more to his campaign here, Operation Live Free or Die. So it's a way to help out if you can't actually go all the way and come up here to New Hampshire and actually physically join the project. VJ, It's always great having you on the show. If anything develops, don't hesitate to get in touch with us here at Free Talk Live. Of course, we're watching carefully and cheering you on from over here on the other side of the state. I know you're over there in the Concord area. We're, of course, doing the show from Keene, so I'm sure at some point we'll get to meet up with you in person.
Thanks, all. Thanks, guys.
Good having you on the show. Thank you, VJ. Keep up the good work. More on the way. This is your show. You can take control toll-free at 800-259-9231. Canadian Healthcare and whatever you want to talk about coming up.
Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you like toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 300,000 posts. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. You'll find serious issues to fun stuff, and you'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk. Let's go to the phones. I believe we have a gentleman on the line here. It is Paul in Florida. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Great. Hey, what's on your mind, Paul?
Well, there was a straw poll, a presidential straw poll, official straw poll of Florida in St. Petersburg just before the CNN YouTube debate.
Is this the one where they were stuffing the ballot box?
Yes.
The Romney supporters, I believe, were caught red-handed going up and buying extra votes for themselves or something?
That is absolutely correct. The rules of the straw poll were very specific before the actual straw poll began. It's supposed to be one vote, one person. You have to have a valid ID.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, we have approximately 1,000 Ron Paul supporters out there, and there is approximately 20 Romney supporters. And believe it or not, they won the straw poll, 980-something to 680-something.
Wait, who won?
Romney.
Okay. So how did this happen? If they were supposed to be checking ID, was it that, you know, Romney's people were running the poll and allowing people to vote more than once?
Well, that's the funny thing, is that they actually brought in the Board of Elections to run the poll. Well, basically what happened is Tony DiMatteo, which runs the Pinellas County Republican Committee, changed the rules. And he said, you know what? This is now a fundraiser, and you can just vote as many times as you want. Kids were voting. It was ridiculous.
So as long as you paid for a vote, you could buy 7 votes if you could afford 7 votes, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, it's not quite as simple as that. Romney came in and bought about 800 votes and was just giving them out to everybody.
Interesting.
So all of us Ron Paul guys, each bought one ticket for $20, and we each voted one time, which was specifically the rules at the beginning. And then at the actual poll, they were just voting standing there. One guy voted 80 times in a row, and this is all documented. So,
wow. Yeah, you know, I heard about that. And, you know, if that's what they want to spend their money on, then that's fine. I mean, what's this mean? It doesn't mean anything. And the fact is they were caught red-handed, and so they spent all this money to, what, win a little straw poll in St. Pete, Florida? What's that going to do for you?
In other words,
it's not going to do much, especially since they have all the controversy surrounding it also. But the main thing is with one of our supporters put out lots of money to buy these straw poll tickets so that she could resell them to everybody, because there was only supposed to be 1,200. So she spent $6,000 of her own money so that she could sell them one by one so that we get good press so that we win the poll.
Right.
Because in the past, people have gotten good press from a properly run poll, as the Iowa straw poll and this type of thing, because this is the only major official straw poll in Florida. So when everybody was voting more than once, she got stuck with the bag, and when she called Tony to complain, he told her, and I quote, "You make a big deal out of this, and you're going to get hurt."
What does that mean?
Well, she asked to clarify that. She says, "What does that mean?" And he didn't answer. And she said, "Hold on, Tony. You just told me that if I make a big deal out of it, I am going to get hurt."
That sounds like a threat.
Yep.
If I've ever heard a threat. And I wouldn't put it past those guys.
Put it past anybody in politics. The rewards for being the chief executive officer are far too great. People definitely will hurt other people in order to get that position.
Yes.
If they
disgusting.
Feel that somebody's standing in their way, they'll do whatever it takes.
Paul, keep up the good work, man. Thanks for the story. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. And sorry about all the shenanigans down there in Florida. Some of the straw polls obviously are a little bit more honest than others. In fact, Wayne, you were watching a video before we started the show tonight here in the studio Can you summarize what you saw, what you were telling me about? I was blown away.
Yes, on November 7th in San Francisco, California, a group called Democracy in Action had a straw poll among Democrats, and Ron Paul came in second place.
That's great.
Can you believe that?
Kucinich took first place and Ron Paul took second place.
I absolutely can.
How awesome is that?
Because
that's great.
You've got activists. Activists are the ones that are going to come out to these straw polls. And
right.
They're going to be the ones that are present. And Ron Paul's got the most activists. Probably the activists, Ron Paul activists, didn't think about going out to the Democratic straw poll.
Somebody did.
Somebody clearly did. Mostly they didn't think about going. And so therefore they didn't have quite as many as the Dennis Kucinich pinkos that go every place. But I think Dennis Kucinich is one of the few men of integrity that's running in the race currently, which is probably one of the reasons that he's not going to win. But I don't like his politics at all.
Right, he's a socialist.
Yeah,
right.
But now these were for Democrats only. So whoever these people were voting for Ron Paul were Democrats voting for Ron Paul. So I don't get the impression that Republicans could have come and sort of spammed the event, right?
I know a lot of Democrats who are going to be voting for Ron Paul.
Right. And that's the sensible thing to do. I mean, if you're a Democrat and you're going to vote in the primary, it makes sense to switch your registration to Republican just for that short period of time.
Sure.
So you can vote for Ron Paul, because all the Democrats, they're pretty much a dime a dozen.
They really are. I mean, other than Dennis Kucinich, who's not going to win anyway. Sorry to say, he just doesn't have the support.
And Kucinich is a truth teller, but then, of course, regarding the war. But when he gets into the social issues and the socialism, that's where he kind of goes down the wrong path, and that's where a lot of people are not supporting him.
Yeah, and he's lost before as well, whereas Ron Paul's never, sure he did the Libertarian Party thing in 1988, but Dennis Kucinich lost 4 years
handily. And Dennis Kucinich is a young man, too. He's got a ways to go. Whereas the Democrats, they are, essentially all the same. So if you're a Democrat, you're likely to vote for Hillary or Barack or Edwards or Dodd or whichever one shows up. So vote for Ron Paul. That way, if you do lose, because if there's a possibility exists that Democrats could lose, at least
one as it might be
to Ron Paul and not to
Giuliani.
Mike frickin' Huckabee.
Yeah,
you know,
Romney or whoever.
Can you imagine Mike Huckabee president, a guy who thinks that Noah Noah actually had two of every animal on the ark and floated around?
He's a biblical literalist.
I mean, that the world's 6,000 years old.
Yeah, he's a scary man. So consider that. Definitely would make more sense to have Ron Paul win the Republican presidential primary than anyone else. And if you're on the fence, there's one more reason to go
on top of that. He's a fiscal moderate. He's supported all kinds of educational programs, which of course just stuff money in the pockets of the teachers union and that kind of thing.
And the fact is, Ron Paul's more anti-war than even Dennis Kucinich is. Dennis Kucinich, and I don't know his exact position, but what I've been getting from what I've seen.
Right. How did he feel about the Bosnia-Herzegovina conflict,
right.
Which is sort of the, or the Somalia thing? Where
is Dennis Kucinich going to pull the troops home from the 130-plus countries that we're in?
Right.
Is he going to shut down the 700 military bases around the world? Because that's something, Ron, that's an idea that Ron Paul is in favor of, and I've yet to hear any of that coming from the Kucinich supporters. 800-259-9231, but enough politics. We'll come back with a trip to Canada. I guess we're talking about the Democrats. They like the whole universal health care idea. We'll go to Canada and we'll see exactly how it's been panning out for them up there. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever you like toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for free for you at freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's LibertyDollar.org. So I said we're going to talk about the Canadian health care debacle. Of course, as you may be aware, the Canadian system is something that many, many U.S. politicians are looking towards for an example of what they want to do to the American health care system.
Right. Not because it's good for people or not because it will fix the health care problem, but because that way they can get in charge of, that much more money.
Yeah.
They're going to have to take more money. It's going to come from somewhere.
Now, they'd like you to think that socialized health care or universal health care or single-payer health care, whatever you want to call it, is this wonderful, just cure-all, this is the solution, this is the solution to the health care crisis in America, but no,
No, this is a problem that is going to just make things worse. And we've talked about it before, but there's some real good concrete examples that Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org has put together in an excellent little article that he emailed out a little while back. He says, when real market prices are unavailable to balance supply and demand in the healthcare sector, when prices are set by government decree or distorted by government funding, the consequence can be death. It's easy to miss the truth if we only focus on anecdotal personal testimony. Talk to people from Canada and the UK, and you're likely to hear glowing praise for their national health services. Alas, there are fundamental problems with this kind of testimony. People living under national health services have little or nothing to compare them to, and we've actually heard from people in Canada who've told us that in high school or in Canadian government school, they teach you that, hey, our system's the best. Our system of healthcare is the best in the world. And, well, if you've never experienced anything else and don't check their claims, then you're going to grow up believing that to be true. In the same way that many Americans believe that America is the freest country in the world. In some areas, it's free. In other areas, not so much. In some areas, Hong Kong has more freedom.
Right.
If you think
you're free, try not paying your taxes free.
Right. Small medical problems easily fixed are far more common than those that are life-threatening, thus most personal testimony tells us little about how well major procedures are handled. Patients that survive major medical problems in such systems tend to assume that the system works, while those who die because of the system's failure are unavailable to testify. This is the familiar economic problem of the seen and the unseen. The successes are seen, walking among us, while the failures lie buried, unseen and silent. Michael Moore, in his recent film Sicko, makes dramatic use of horrifying anecdotes of failure in the American system. We say, good for him. We too reject America's current system, precisely because it's already halfway to the type of system that Moore is advocating. We applaud him for exposing the failures of America's half-socialized system, but we must criticize him for not telling the whole story. If you watch another movie called Dead Meat, you'll hear equally horrifying anecdotes about the fully socialized Canadian system, which is the kind of system that Moore wants for America. Though Moore favors the French socialist system, future messages will show that there is really no fundamental difference between France and Canada. For now, we just want to compare movie anecdote to movie anecdote, and Dead Meat, again, that's another movie, is about Canada. Here are some of the things that you'll see if you take the time to actually watch this film. You'll see a Canadian woman, who waited 2 years for her free cancer surgery, only to have her appointments canceled twice. Death came before her surgery did. So she waited 2 years, and then her appointment, oops, sorry, we just had to cancel your appointment. Come back in another 6 months.
Good luck with that cancer stuff, though.
Yeah. But it'll be free when you finally come back.
They probably didn't even send her a card.
A Calgary woman was in excruciating pain from worn-out knee cartilage. She had to wait 16 months for her free surgery. It took so long, she became addicted to free OxyContin. The result? More time on another long list, waiting for free drug rehab. Another man needed urgent neck surgery. His free doctor told him there was a 2-year wait for a free initial consultation. Do you understand? He would have to wait 2 years to get consulted. Then once he gets consulted, then they'll give him whatever their diagnosis is. And if they determine that he needs to be fixed in some way, again, urgent neck surgery is what he needed. If they determine he needs to be fixed, who knows how long it's going to be before the actual operation will occur. And we've also seen stories about...
There's no market motivation for these people.
Right.
Look, you know, they're going to get paid the same whether you live or die. And I'm sure the doctors and nurses care. I know they do. But I know that they care more and they act better when they're properly incentivized by the marketplace.
Right, when they actually care about their customers and, you know, they're actively looking to satisfy them. In this case, it doesn't matter if your customers are satisfied or not. It won't make a difference to your paycheck.
And you know something? The special in September called Sick in America, whose body is it anyway?
John Stossel.
John Stossel, that was excellent.
Yes, it was.
And he actually interviews Michael Moore and calls him on the carpet on a lot of these ideas, and Michael Moore really didn't have a good answer for him.
Yeah, that was good. I think if you dig around on the internet, you can probably find that. Anyway, Michael Moore doesn't really cover the anecdotal horrors of the various socialist systems, even though there are plenty of such stories available. I mean, there's just a handful mentioned here. Mm-hmm. But if both sides in a controversy can each produce horrifying anecdotes, then what have we really learned? How can we choose between the competing stories to arrive at an optimal policy? We should submit that anecdotes can tell us little more than this, that the American system of half-socialized medicine has big problems, and foreign systems of fully socialized medicine also have big problems. But what the anecdotes can't tell us is how the half-socialized American system compares to the fully socialized foreign systems, or how either approach would compare to a totally free market system. What we need instead of anecdotes is statistical information that can give us a well-rounded picture. Statistics may lack the emotional impact to get your blood pumping, but they could provide the crucial evidence to keep that you need to keep your blood pumping. We're talking about statistics like these. British colon cancer patients had to wait so long for medical attention under their socialized healthcare system that 20% of the cases there considered curable at the time of diagnosis had become incurable by the time of treatment.
So 20% of cases became incurable because of the wait.
Right. One out of five people.
Just incredible.
Lives thrown away by the system. 71.
And this is what happens when you rely on the government to provide your health care. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some successes, but I would imagine there's going to be a lot more failures.
Yep.
I mean, would you want the government? Would you want to rely on the government to pay for your food?
That's a frightening idea. 71 patients in Ontario, Canada, died while waiting for bypass surgery, and another 121 had to wait so long that there was no longer any point in operating. In Britain, on an annual basis, waiting lists cause a denial of treatment to 9,000 people for renal dialysis, 15,000 for cancer chemotherapy, and 17,000 for coronary artery surgery. This is death by waiting list, death by rationing, and death by government. But how does the U.S. system of half-socialized medicine compare? The available statistics are so abundant and so in favor of America's half-messed-up system that it's hard to pick what to show in this short email, but for just a taste of the available data, consider these comparisons of where we've been in comparison to Britain and Canada and where we still are. Back in 1978, the U.S. rate for pacemaker implants was more than four times higher than that of Britain and 20 times higher than that of Canada. Plus, the U.S. has three times more CAT scanners available per capita than Canada and six times more than Britain.
I wonder why that is.
Now, but
I was just three times more than Canada and six times more than Britain.
That's correct. CAT scanners.
But I mean, I'm thinking there the population of the United States is 10 times what it is in.
It's per capita.
Okay.
Three times per capita.
Okay. Didn't hear that.
Today, Britain still has. Now, what about over the years? That was in 1978. Well, today, Britain still has only half as many CT and MRI scanners per capita as the U.S., and the disparity with Canada is similar, not only with regard to scanners, but numerous other treatments and diagnostic tools. Things haven't really changed much over the years. National health services continue to lag behind in almost every category. How about this? In 2001, how many patients had to wait more than 4 months for surgery? I'll give you the answer here in a moment. 800-259-9231. What percentage of patients in 2001 had to wait more than a third of a year, for their surgery? We'll give you the details and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with a Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600 or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. While you're doing that, consider supporting the program by going and shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchase. It's the same price if you whether you enter through their normal link or through Amazon.freetalklive.com. So there's no increase in prices, same great deals, super saver shipping available on many of their items for free. So once again, go to Amazon.freetalklive.com to get everything you need for the holiday season and everything else you need in life. 41 categories, used and new. We get a cut if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The New Hampshire Liberty Forum has a proud history of supporting true hard currency. At the first forum, Dr. Ron Paul called for the restoration of constitutional gold and silver. This January, Bernard von Nothaus, monetary architect of the Liberty Dollar, will be a distinguished speaker. That's assuming he hasn't been picked up by the FBI at that point. Register now at thefreestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use code 2008FTL to save 10%. 2008FTL. FreeStateProject.org/LibertyForum.
We are talking about the Canadian healthcare system and just also the British healthcare system as well. The idea of socialized medicine, it's something that's gaining popularity here in America. No thanks, I'm sure, to many of the government schools or socialist indoctrination camps, as one might call them, sort of putting this into people's heads, and all of the presidential candidates out there on both sides, Republican and Democrat, both proposing more government control for health care. And this is not a healthy direction that we need to be going in. And Jim Babka at DownsizedDC.org is pointing out some interesting statistics as to why. We've already given you some anecdotal stories about just the abject failures of this system where people, because they have to wait so long to get their so-called free health care, that they perish. they die, or their disease gets so bad in the time frame that they have to wait that it there's no point in even treating it anymore. So there's plenty of anecdotes. There's also statistics that show that in 2001, for instance, here are some interesting percentages as to how many people had to wait more than a third of a year, 4 months, for surgery. The answer is 36% of patients in Britain's fully socialized system, 27% of patients in Canada's fully socialized system, 26% in New Zealand's socialized system, and 23% in Australia's socialized system, and in America's half-socialized system, where government spends about half of the dollars in the healthcare system, 5%.
Less than half. I would expect it, you know, if it was 20% and you know, 20-plus percent in those countries.
You thought maybe 10%.
10%.
No, 5%.
Apparently it's exponential.
So what a difference that just half as much socialism can make. If the statistics show that the fully socialized systems to be so much worse than America's half-socialized system, isn't it at least worth considering that we might solve many of America's remaining healthcare problems by going even more in the direction of the free market?
Mm-hmm.
These are just a few snapshots of what the statistical studies show in comparison to mere anecdotes, and there are many more such studies tending strongly toward the same conclusion, and that is that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Tanstoffel, as it is called for short, that's the acronym there. It's a pithy way of saying that if you don't pay a real free market price for healthcare, supply will fall short of demand. And so you'll end up paying in another way, with waiting lists that could kill you.
Well, not to mention the fact that likely we'll pay significantly more per person because
yes.
Government is inefficient every single time.
Well, you know what really aggravates me? The proponents of socialized medicine always say, oh, the for-profit medicine is bad and the capitalistic system of medicine is bad. Well, we don't have a capitalistic free market system
no. In
medicine. We have a corporatist, socialist hybrid form of medicine. The only place you really have something close to a free market in medicine is elective surgery, like LASIK surgery, like
right.
plastic surgery, where you have a direct doctor-patient relationship where you can shop for the best price, the best doctor.
Patients are paying cash and prices come down and service gets better.
Yep.
It's so true. Also, and there are other areas where it's more more competitive. Veterinarians, for instance, not as regulated, not as socialized, so there's a lot of competition there. Dentists aren't as in a bad of shape as the rest of the medical world. So again, prices tend to be a little more reasonable. There's a lot more competition, and customers are always free to jump around to whoever's offering the best services
and ask how much it is.
Right.
In a socialized medical system or even a corporatized, the doctors really don't know how much things cost. They just go in each room and do their thing, go to the next room, and they have no idea.
They don't know now what things cost. My wife is pregnant, as you know, and we go to the hospital, and we've talked to the ladies in the room that are going to help my wife have a baby and all that stuff, and they don't have a clue what things cost. They just don't know. I mean, and that's the problem with the insurance system that we currently have.
Yeah, it shields people from that.
It people are shielded from it. And I think that you want to solve the healthcare problem is, you know, get people more in touch with their own healthcare and the costs thereof.
Yeah, but that's not what government wants to do. Government wants to take away responsibility from your life. Government wants to make all the decisions for you.
Now,
government
I'm not saying that insurance shouldn't exist, but I think that insurance, would likely be best for people at a catastrophic level, and then they can pay for maintenance and the little things on their own.
Let's go
with
the
health savings accounts.
Let's go to the phones. We've got someone on the line in Canada. His name's, we don't. He's in Ohio. But he wants to talk about it. Peter, you're on Free
in
Talk.
In Canada, Ohio.
Hey, Peter.
What's on your mind?
Hey, Ian, Mark, Wayne. Listen, I am in Ohio, but I am a Canadian studying in Ohio.
Okay.
So I just wanted to bring up a little fact that people might not know. On June 9th in 2005, the Canadian Supreme Court struck down the Quebec health insurance system as unconstitutional. So in Quebec, private for-profit health care is now legal.
Really?
And three of the seven judges ruled that there was a federal Section 7 violation of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada. And the fourth judge, which would have made it a majority and so would have made Canada's healthcare system both private and public because of the court's ruling, he ruled that it wasn't a violation of the federal charter, except that the wording in the Quebec Charter is, in for all respects and purposes, just about identical to the federal charter. So he said he's only going to rule on the provincial charter rather than the federal charter. So
he capped it. He capped it at Quebec. The freedom is not able to expand out beyond Quebec for Canada.
Screw you, people in Saskatchewan.
Well, what he said actually is that this is just such a technicality. It's ridiculous when you think about it. But he said that the wording in the Quebec Charter of Rights and Freedoms is identical to the federal charter. So he implied that what he says about the Quebec Charter is going to apply to the federal charter. But because
right.
they have to stick to the letter of the law and not just the spirit in which he ruled, it applies to Quebec only right now. But there's a great organization, the Canadian Constitution Foundation, that is now in the middle of taking the Ontario government to court and the Alberta government to court. And look, I think Canada's healthcare system is changing dramatically.
Excellent.
Just as, you know, here in the United States, Hillary Clinton care or, you know, the appeal of Canada's healthcare system is going up. You know, in Canada, people are beginning to think that our healthcare system, and by our I mean Canada's healthcare system, is not so good anymore.
Oh yeah, there are plenty of sick people in Canada that have already, you know, certainly come down to America to have their treatments done. There's no doubt about that. What have you seen any evidence after? You said this happened back in 2005, so it's been a year or two since then. Has anything changed significantly in Quebec? What is this new? What is the scene like with the private healthcare? Are people dramatically shifting over to it? Or have you heard anything?
I don't know if I would call it dramatic, but yeah. I mean, there's a number of different private clinics opening up in Quebec. There's a private clinic out in British Columbia. The guy who runs it, the one out in British Columbia, used to get into all kinds of trouble from politicians.
Mm-hmm.
But now they lay off. And he is now actually the president of the Canadian Medical Association, Dr. Brian Day.
Okay. There was another doctor, Ian, that you had talked about a few months ago.
Yeah, I forget his name, though.
Yes, Dr.
Sure.
Chaoli or something
yeah,
like that.
Chaoli or something.
Okay,
yeah.
So Dr. Jacques Chaoli is the fellow. The court case, the Supreme Court case, is called Chaoli versus Quebec.
Nice.
And Dr. Jacques Chaoli, who, you know, I've met a few times, and he was over at my house, he's the one who took it to the Supreme Court.
Wow.
And he's the one who won this case. And he's busy right now trying to get, you know, more private medicine in Canada. Times are changing in Canada.
Good.
And we are moving in the free market direction. All of the arguments that you brought up, you quoted Jim Babka as well,
mm-hmm.
all of those arguments were accepted by the Canadian Supreme Court.
Nice.
And excellent.
I imagine Canadians are sick and tired of putting up with, you know, this
nonsense,
this holy grail of socialized medicine that's supposed to save them all. They've seen it.
They've seen their family members dying and perishing.
They know that no government can effectively and efficiently implement any program, and in an area as important as medical care, they've realized that, holy crap, we need to get the government out of there.
You know, I hope that Americans can wake up from their slumber before this happens here, before Americans have to start suffering in the same way in order to get it about socialized medicine. Thanks for chiming in on this one, Peter. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Also, on the way, someone in the media is claiming to have found Osama bin Laden. Is that what you told me right, Mark? Did I hear you correctly?
The claim isn't exactly right, but there's a lot of rumor flying around.
We'll see what that's all about. And take your calls about anything in our or two on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spot.